Good morning, everyone. This morning we are in Isaiah chapter 23. And this is an oracle, a burden concerning Tyre. Now, T-Y-R-E, that was a city on the Mediterranean Sea, sometimes right about the region of Israel, but just typically a little bit north of the region that was given to Israel. There's a neighboring city not too far away to the north of Tyre, which is Sidon. And they were port cities, and as a result, they had greater wealth. There was an opportunity when you lived on the ocean to make money from many means. Shipping was one of the main means of taking goods across the country because it was very difficult on land without train or plane. So sea, you know, using the wind was a less expensive way to move goods. And since Tyre had a port there, there was a lot of ways to make money through ship faring types of things. In addition, when you're on the ocean, there's always a food source. Even in a drought or a famine, there's fish in the ocean. So that was another way to bring in wealth. Phoenicia, this area, Tyre and Sidon, where it's located, is a name for purple. Phoenicia can be used to be translated purple, and they used to take snails from the ocean. They had to dive for them or catch them in nets, and there was quite a process of taking a gland out of the snails and making a very deep, rich, beautiful purple that I hear the process of making it with these snails was very smelly, but it made one of the best purples in the world, and purple was a color of royalty, yet another way to make money. So Tyre had this idea of richness, wealth, and royalty from the purple as well. And God is talking about how judgment's going to come. And, you know, it doesn't really matter whether you're rich or poor. You know, if you've forsaken God, there will be judgment. Even a rich city, even if they seem like they've got it all together, God can equally judge that city. But really what I think ultimately this chapter is about, and we're about to take it in, is that God is about restoration. Even this wicked city who worship Baal and false gods, God's going to give a second chance to. God's going to give an opportunity for restoration one day. And that's what's so awesome about our God. Even though we're reading about all this judgment, you know, really what does God want? God wants us to turn to Him, and God wants us to not turn away from Him. I mean, that's just really what He's desiring, and even amidst the judgments that are coming now, He's calling people back to Him, and He holds out His hand. He desires that we would come home to Him, that we would stop, you know, arguing with Him, complaining, that we would stop, you know, just being against Him, but instead just fall in love with God and now the revelation of His Son Jesus and come home to Him. And I know we probably all have people in our lives that we would hope would come home to the Lord, and it's the best way to live. Hallelujah. Well, let's see what kind of second chance even this wicked, wealthy city gets. The oracle concerning Tyre, wail, O ships of Tarshish, for Tyre is destroyed without house or harbor. Tarshish is, I think, Spain, and that's where goods were coming from. It is revealed to them from the land of Cyprus. That's an island out in the Mediterranean Sea. And they're out there hearing about the fact that Tyre back on, you know, land is getting getting destroyed. Be silent, you inhabitants of the coastland, you merchants of Sidon. Your messengers crossed the sea and were on many waters. The grain of Shihor, the harvest of the Nile, was her revenue, and she was the nation's gain. Be ashamed, O Sidon, for the sea speaks, the strong defense of the sea, saying, I have neither travailed nor given birth. I have neither brought up choice men nor reared virgins. When the report reaches Egypt, they will be in travail at the report of Tyre. Judgment's coming to Tyre. Pass over to Tarshish. Wail, O inhabitants of the coastland. Is this your exultant city? So a city that's proud on its own, God's bringing to humility. Whose origin is from days of old, whose feet used to lead her to sojourn in distant places? Who has counseled against Tyre, the bestower of crowns, you know, because of its purple wealth, whose merchants were princes, whose traders were the honored of the earth? Who's the one who's counseled against this city is what's being asked. Well, verse 9, Yahweh of hosts has counseled it to defile the pride of all beauty, to make contemptuous all the honored of the earth. So no matter what your riches are, judgment can still come. Overflow your land like the Nile, O daughter of Tarshish. There is no more restraint. He has stretched out his hand out over the sea. He has made the kingdoms tremble. Yahweh has given a command concerning Canaan to demolish its strong defense. So he said, you shall exalt no more, O crushed virgin daughter of Sidon. Again, a kind of neighboring city of Tyre. Arise, pass over to Cyprus. Even there you will find no rest. Behold, the land of the Chaldeans, that's the Babylonians, this is the people which was not. Assyria established it for desert creatures. They erected their siege towers, they stripped its palaces, they made it a ruin. Because Babylon was destroyed by Assyria, but then they're going to get built up later and become a strong army later. Wail, O ships of Tarshish, for your strong defense is destroyed. Now it will be in that day that Tyre will be forgotten for 70 years, like the days of one king. Now, you might recall that Israel went into captivity in Babylon for 70 years. This seems to be something different. We don't have a lot of specifics like we do with the Israelites in that they went to Babylon for 70 years and then began to come back. So something similar is prophesied here, but we don't really have the historical details to know exactly what happened. At the end of 70 years, it will happen to Tyre, as in the Song of the Harlot. Take your harp, walk about the city, O forgotten harlot. Pluck the strings skillfully, sing many songs that you may be remembered. And then it says this in verse 17, even this wicked harlot city, and it will be at the end of 70 years that Yahweh will visit Tyre. Then she will go back to her harlot's wage. It's interesting. It's not even that they're really righting themselves. And will play the harlot with all the kingdoms on the face of the earth. And her gain and her harlot's wages will be set apart to Yahweh. It's kind of interesting. Sometimes wicked wealth can end up funding things of God. So, you know, money is whatever. Money's money. And what's almost being said here is that when Tyre gets rebuilt, although they're not going to follow God, the wealth that that city generates is somehow going to go to supporting God's people. It will not be treasured up or hoarded, but her gain will become sufficient food and choice attire for those who inhabit the presence of Yahweh. So God can even take the worldly wealth, and sometimes wealth even gained in wrong ways, but acquire that wealth so that he can promote what he wants to promote, and that day today would be his church. So, you know, it does take resources sometimes to do ministry, and it's kind of an interesting passage, very unlike many passages of the Bible, in the fact that, you know, God's going to visit this city and use the wealth of this city one day to support his means. How about that? Well, you know, what really struck me today as I read this and is that, you know, doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor, rich country, poor country, when God wants to bring judgment, he brings judgment. However, God's desire is restoration. God's desire is second chances. And unbelievably, God's even going to visit this wicked city one day. Perhaps there's some people that'll come home to him then when he does. So praise God that he does give us second chances. And may we use the second chance. You know, we're still, if you're listening, you're living, you're breathing, you're on this planet, as am I. And may we use our breath, and may we use our gifts, and may we use our strength to serve God's kingdom. Thank God that he gave us a second chance. Amen. God bless you all.